While traveling alone, I wasn't sure what my purpose was. I spent a lot of time in Airbnbs doing my freelance work. I had a research gig combing through recent media portrayals of China in the U.S. to create a summary for an academic institution. I trawled through white papers describing Chinese student spies and ominous articles predicting a second Cold War. Abstract, alarming concepts that seemed far removed from the gentle patter of my family WeChat. The articles I read seemed to have no connection to the ordinary lives going on around me. In the evenings, I stayed in my room and read manga. I had hardly anyone to see. Most of the time, I was on my own. A year after my interviews, I did see my yeye one more time. Over Christmas 2019, I found myself in China again. This time, my parents, brother, and I were paying a quick family visit before returning to the U.S. Yeye's dementia was worse. I asked after his novels, but still didn't get my hands on any. My Nainai ate at a new hot pot restaurant with us in Hefei. In Shanghai, I dyed my hair blue. 3 months after we returned home, the U.S. locked down for the pandemic. Hai shi xiang ku, my father said in the WeChat group after my grandfather's memorial was over, which translates to, still want to cry. Also, zhe shi ren sheng, which means, this is human life. In a eulogy written after my grandfather's death, my aunt wrote, "Father, you always wished for one of us to become a great writer. Your granddaughter is at this moment working towards that goal." When I read it, my first reaction was resentment, that they would use my dreams of becoming a writer to appease my grandfather's spirit, that after his death, the pressure on me would only increase, the pressure to honor his memory and my grandmother's.